December 6, 1925. The true living in the Supreme was precisely this. Jesus must find everything and everyone in the depth of the soul, and, with her love, everything must be bound in the soul. Communion of goods and the divine will. Example of the starry heavens. I was doing in my interior my usual acts in the supreme volition, embracing all creation and all creatures, in order to make all of their acts my own, and requite my God with my little love, for everything he has done in creation and for everything that all creatures should do. But while I was doing this, a thought told me, you take so much time in doing this. And what is the good that you do? What is the glory that you give to your God? At that moment, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior, and stretching out his arms, he seemed to want to embrace everyone and everything. Then, raising them up, he offered everything to his celestial Father. And then he said to me, my daughter, the true living in the Supreme was precisely this, I must find everything and everyone in the depth of the soul. Everything that my will has issued in creation for the good of creatures must be bound in the soul with her love. By living in my will and by her requital of love, she is already bound to and in possession of all that my will has done and will do. And she loves as my will loves and can love. So, given all this, by her living truly in it and having bound everything to herself, I find in the soul the starry heavens, the refulgent sun, the vastness of the seas, the prairies of flowers, I find everything in her. Therefore, is it not right that the soul, hopping from one thing to another, over all that is mine and hers, recognize it? And that playing upon all created things, she impress on each one of them her kiss and her little I love you for the one who has created so many things to give them to creatures as gifts, displaying to man, by this, a variety of love for as many things as he created, and how he loves that man be happy, giving him not only what is necessary, but also the surplus. But this is not all. Not only must I find the whole creation, but the true living in my will binds everyone, and therefore I must find in the soul, as though in act, Adam holy, as he came out of my creative hands, as well as Adam guilty, humiliated and crying, so that she may bind herself to him in the state of sanctity, and taking part in his innocent and holy acts, she may give me glory and make the whole creation smile again, and sharing in his tears, with him she may long for that fiat rejected, which had caused so much ruin. I must find in her the prophets, the patriarchs, the holy fathers, with all their acts. And if those longed for the Redeemer, you will long for my supreme fiat, as the triumph and fulfillment of their sighs. I want to find my inseparable Mama, with all her acts, in which my will operated so many portents, having full dominion. I want to find all of myself and all my acts. In sum, I want to find all my things, all that belongs to me, all that my supreme will has done and will do, because these are all things which are inseparable from me, and it is just and necessary that they become inseparable from one who lives in my will. So, if I do not find everything, it cannot be said that she lives completely in my will. And looking at her, I do not find in her all of my things, but I see them scattered outside of the soul, and I cannot receive her requital of love for all that belongs to me. Have I perhaps not created the creature so that she be a little world and a little God? This is why I always say to you that the living in my will is not yet known. And I keep teaching you now one thing, now another, and I expand your capacity so that all my things and all the good which my will has issued may enter into you. I want to hear you repeat to me your requital of love in everything that belongs to me. I do not tolerate for one who lives in my will not to know all of my things, and not to love them and possess them. Otherwise, what would be the great prodigy of living in my will? After this, my sweet Jesus remained silent, and I wandered in the divine volition. Oh, how I would have wanted to place my loving and grateful kiss upon all created things, and my little I love you on all the supreme acts of the divine volition, so as to remain bound, I to them, and they to me, to be able to surround my Jesus in me, with all the acts of the eternal will. At that moment, I saw the starry heavens, and my lovable Jesus resumed his speaking, "My daughter, look at the heavens, what order, what harmony among the stars. One star cannot be without the other. They are so bound together, that each one sustains the other, each one is the strength of the other. If, may this never be, even a single star moved from its place, there would be such confusion and disorder in the atmosphere, that there would be the danger for everything to end up in ruin. So, all the beauty of the heavens lies in the stars remaining each one in its place, in the common union and in the communicative and attractive force which they have among themselves, and which, more than electricity, keeps them suspended and bound to one another. Man is the new heaven, more than the heavens above the earth. It can be said that each creature is an animated star. That which the first man Adam did, up to the last one who will come, everything was to be in common among them. So, man was to possess, not his own strength alone, but the strength of all. All goods were to be in common among them. My will, more than electricity, was to bring the bond among them in the communication of all that is good and holy. And even though each man was to do his own office and occupy himself with different actions, since all were to start from the primary point of my will, all were to be converted into light, and therefore each one was to be light for the other. Therefore, my sorrow in seeing this heaven of creatures messed up was so great, as to be incomprehensible to human creature. Once my will was removed, which binds everyone and links everything, entered disorder, confusion, disunion, weakness, darkness. Poor heaven of creatures, it can no longer be recognized. And only the living in my will reorder this heaven again, and will make it shine with new light. This is why I tell you that I want to find everyone and everything in you. My will, primary act of all celestial and terrestrial creatures, will bring you the communication of all their acts, and you will remain bound to them, and they to you. So, the living in my will encloses everything and everyone. Therefore, be attentive, for I want to give you the greatest thing that exists. But I want from you great things and highest attention. One who gives much, much wants to receive.